Hello and welcome to June 2023's edition of Library Chat with the Iowa Library for the Blind and Print Disabled. I'm Jody Aldini, Access Services Librarian.
And I'm Angie Haupt, Technical Services Librarian.
And I'm Leland Smith, Service Specialist with the IMC.
Today, we're going to touch on summer safety and some fun facts about Father's Day, since Father's Day will be coming up.
Yep, and then since even though summer just started, 4th of July is right around the corner, so we also have some safety tips on fireworks. That way you can use fireworks safely and effectively.
Yeah.
Okay, so which one do we want to start with?
Let's start with the summer safety.
Okay.
I think there's a, I don't know.
Because it's been hot.
It's been very hot.
It's been very humid.
It's been a little warm for a little bit.
But I'm glad it's not that cold weather. And although when it gets too hot, then I'm going to say, dang, I wish it snowed. But that's just the way it is. We're never happy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But that's when you say, oh, yeah, I have AC. I don't have to go out in this.
Just bump it up a little bit more.
Yeah, there you go. The first summer safety tip I have is, number one is, be prepared for anything by checking the weather before you head outside. So before you head outside, just making sure if there's going to be thunderstorms or rain, maybe pack an umbrella. If it's going to be very hot and humid, making sure to pack sunblock, pack water, wear light layers, light thin layers, that way you don't get too hot, but also protect your skin. And we're in Iowa, like the weather's going to change every 5 minutes, whether you want it to or not. But yeah, just double checking the weather before you go anywhere. I had the other weekend, I think it was like a month ago or so, I went back to my dad's house and I did not check the weather. It went from hot to way cold. So I ended up having to call my brother to go over and switch my air from heat to, or from cool to heat.
Oh, geez.
Because I didn't want my cats to freeze.
That's a drastic change.
Yeah. It got down to freezing overnight.
I feel like I'm the worst about checking the weather ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
If it wasn't for my father, whenever I talk to him, he usually gives me a 7-day forecast. Almost always. Like, he just casually mentions, oh, by the way, the weather's going to be like this. And I'm always super appreciative. But since I've had a garden and I planted a whole bunch of flowers, I've been very diligent about keeping an eye on the weather because I don't want those storms to ruin my sunflower.
Oh, right.
Well, kind of protective.
I learned kind of the hard way to check the weather because I went one time to have my hair cut. And she took the time to curl it and it looked so cute. And she said, do you want to ride home? I said, no, I'll walk home. It started pouring down. Uh-huh. I mean, I was a drowned rat when I got home, so it's like, well, there went that hairdo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. When I lived in Sioux City one time, I was driving my scooter to work, and when I ride my scooter, I'm pretty good about checking the weather just because I need to know if, like, I need to wear layers or pack my rain gear.
Right.
But so one day I did check the weather, and I lived on the Nebraska side. So I checked the weather and said, nope, it's just going to be cloudy and gray, but no rain. Yeah, on the Nebraska side, I didn't check the weather for the Iowa side of the river. And by the time I crossed the bridge into Iowa, it was downpouring. I was like, well, I'm already halfway there and wet. So I just kept going. And I walked into work. I just, thank gosh it was summer because the kids weren't there. The students weren't there.
Right.
And I looked a mess all day. I was like, this is what we get today.
Yep.
So not only check the weather where you're at, check the weather where you're going.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah. And then the second summer safety tip I have is lather on sunscreen anytime you're outdoors. Unprotected skin can quickly burn in the sun, which can cause, immediate damage, sunburn, but also long-term damage. And then just choose an SPF that works for you. I know a lot of times there's like 50 or 75. And just make sure to reapply frequently, especially if you're doing water activities or you're swimming. It melts off a lot faster.
Especially to your kiddos with their delicate skin.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Or if you're like me and you have a shaved scalp, hats and sunscreen are best friends.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. With my nephew, I'm always putting on sunscreen. Like last weekend, it was like 8 a.m. and I'm out there with the sunscreen on.
Hey. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Can't be too safe.
Yeah.
One of the tips I found was to be sure and drink up and keep hydrated.
Oh, water.
So it's especially important during the hot summer months to avoid dehydration by drinking water or sports drinks with electrolytes. Aim for 8 8-ounce glasses of water a day, more if you can. Avoid alcohol and caffeine, which can dehydrate you. Most important, do not drink and drive. Drink alcohol and drive.
Okay. You can drink water and drive.
You can drink water and drive.
Yeah, or even just like if you're going to like an amusement park, I think some of them will let you take a reusable water bottle inside.
Yeah.
Or like a county, because fair season will be coming up too.
Yeah.
So just making sure to take a refillable water bottle. If you find a water station, stop, fill up your water bottle.
Yeah, you don't realize how much a person can sweat out there.
Yeah.
I remember one time my husband, he was mowing, and I was in the house, and it was hot, but I told him don't be mowing at this time of night, time of the day, because it was the hottest time of the day, and I thought I heard him yell, and I went out there, and he was in the midst of a heat stroke.
Ooh.
And he was out there and he was hot and dizzy and he was not sweating and it was an ambulance ride.
Ooh.
Or, well, no, we didn't call the ambulance, but I mean, they did come, but he didn't want to go in the ambulance, but he went to the hospital. Mm. So yeah, it can be dangerous. So
that's definitely a good warning sign to be aware of.
Yeah.
Is when you stop sweating, you need to go cool off.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. You stop sweating. You need some liquid in you.
Mm-hmm. Because your internal body temperature will continue to rise.
Yeah.
Because it's not cooling.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Now, on top of staying hydrated, if you're going anywhere, just pack a first aid kit, too. Like, you can always find, like, little ones at Walmart, Target, Walgreens, CVS. And just make sure it has, like, something for minor cuts and scrapes, like Band-Aids and antibiotic ointment. But also put sunscreen in there. Like, they have little packets of sunscreen you can throw in there. Because chances are you might forget your big thing of sunscreen, and at least you'd have a backup that way.
Right.
Since it is summertime and we're outdoors a lot more, bug spray, too.
Yeah.
So that way, you know, to ward off mosquito and bug bites.
I saw an advertisement last night about a new, it's not a bug spray.
Okay.
They're like little stickers you put on.
Huh.
And they have the scent of Centronella?
Citronella?
Citronella? I don't know. That candle. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
I think it's Centronella. I don't know. It's a candle that you can burn, and it's a scent that mosquitoes do not like.
Okay.
And I stay out of the sun because I don't like lotion on my skin.
Mm.
I don't like sprays. So I stay out of the sun so I don't have to wear sunscreen. But I don't like bug spray either.
Mm-hmm.
But this guy had just had a couple dots on. And so that might be something to look into. I'm going to have to look into that because, I don't like that spray.
It's funny you say that because I'm the opposite. I want to be in the sun. I want to be where the people are. But also, and I will just lather myself head to toe in sunscreen.
Well, and I've gone out there and people are like, put your sunscreen on. I did. No, I didn't. It's terrible. So I'll regret it one day.
If you ask Jody if she put sunscreen on.
No, she's probably lying to you.
So on top of bug spray, put aloe vera in there just in case you do get sunburned.
Right.
And you need immediate relief. And then since it is bug season, I'm going to mispronounce this, hydrocortisone cream, in case you do get a bug bite.
You did well.
Yeah, and you get itchy. And maybe some pain relief medication. Like if you do fall down and get a cut or a scrape. Sometimes they can hurt, especially like those surface ones always seem to hurt the worst.
So they almost feel like a rug burn.
Yeah. So some type of pain medication. But yeah, I mean, this could just be like the size of a snack bag.
Right, and you know, keep one in your car, keep one in your purse or your backpack, your stroller. Mm-hmm. Just, you know, keep them everywhere.
Yeah.
And, you know, and extra bottles of water, you know, I don't know, put a cooler in your back and you know what I mean, in the back of your car and just load it up with water just wherever you go because you never know.
Yeah, I have my cousin and her husband, they have coolers in the... like legit, like stainless steel coolers in the back of each vehicle, and then they have a buggy they drive, and they have one in the back of there. And anytime they go anywhere, they always put beverages in it, and then ice too,
right?
Because they have lived in pretty remote parts of the U.S. where, you know, it's 80 miles to the next town or even the next civilization,
right?
To even get something to drink, and sometimes the areas they lived in don't have the cleanest water either.
Speaking of cleanest water, I went to visit some friends in Michigan, Owosso, Michigan, and they had lived out on a farm, and I'm sure it was well water. Mm-hmm. But I'd get up in the morning and I'd drink coffee, and there was just a layer of sludge on the top of the coffee. I mean, I just couldn't be rude. I drank it, but I just could see it floating on the top like an oil slick. I'm like, ew.
Not good.
That is definitely pretty bad.
Oh, yeah. It was icky.
Yeah, I've lived in a couple places. Like, the water has been so hard. And even with a water softener, like, your stuff has, like, that white stuff all over your dishes and whatnot. So,
hard water.
Yeah.
Hard water spots.
Yeah.
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 Well, when I lived in Earlham, it was over 20 years ago. Oh, when did I move there? I don't know. It was over 20 years ago. Oh, 30 years ago. Anyway, we weren't on city water yet. We weren't on Des Moines water yet. And you really hated to wash your clothes in it because the water was kind of brown.
Ooh.
Yeah. So when we would go down to my mom and dad's, we'd always have empty milk jugs, or not milk jugs, but they had water in them, but we go fill up 6 or 8 milk jugs and take it home so we can make coffee and we can cook. And because you couldn't drink it.
Yeah. I grew up out on a farm and we were on well water. And you could tell when the seasons were changing because the water got awful brown sometimes.
Yes, exactly.
Even with the water softener.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So while we're on the topic of water, another safety point or safety issue for summer is water sports.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, especially if you have young kids or young grandkids or nieces or nephews or just friends with kids. Just be vigilant about, like, if you have a pool, just making sure there's always supervision at, like, those pools, like the little kiddie pools in your backyard, or if you have, like, a built-in, because I know some people have, like, those fancy waterfalls in their backyard.
Mm-hmm.
Just be cautious of those. But even on big bodies of water, like lakes and ponds and...
anything can happen. I mean, in just an instant.
Mm-hmm.
They are quick.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So just be mindful of your surroundings and be safe and keep your eyes open and just always notice what's going on around you.
Right. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we were talking about the heat earlier, and one of the big things about the heat is, you know, people like to take their animals places and stuff, well, obviously they take their kids, but they think, oh, I'm just going to leave them in the car for a little bit. No. It can heat up I don't know how many times it is, but it can get over 100 degrees in that car in just an instant. And those pets and kids and anybody left in there, it can fry their brain and kill them. So please don't. I mean, just an instant is too long to leave them in there. You wouldn't stay in there. So don't leave your pets there, you know.
Nope. And always check your, if you're taking, and just get in the habit of always checking your seats and making sure everybody's out of the vehicle.
Yeah. You know, and I don't want us to sound like we're preaching to people that, oh, you know, you, none of you know any of this. But, you know, there are some people that probably don't think of it really on a regular basis. So, they think, you know, it might just be helpful to remind them. So,
yeah, because you kind of get in the just, sometimes you just get in the habit of doing things without even thinking about it.
Mm-hmm.
So this is just like a little, hey, remember it's summer and drink water and wear sunscreen and, you know, be safe.
Yeah.
Also, nothing makes a summer memorable in the worst way than a nasty sunburn or dehydration.
Right.
Or, you know, it just does not make for a fun time.
No.
And if you are out partaking in some adult beverages, make sure to just drink a water every, you know, between every one or every other one or whatever works for you. But
yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, some other signs of heat exhaustion. This might be good for you to know in case you can see these signs within yourself or even your family or friends that you're hanging out with. Like they said, if you stop sweating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If you start to get dizzy, if your muscles start to cramp up.
Mm-hmm.
Also, maybe just eat a banana. Cause
of the potassium.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Weakness or fatigue. So if you're getting super dizzy and you're starting to feel weak and tired, definitely a sign of heat exhaustion.
Right. And one thing that when the paramedics did come for my husband, they put ice packs in his armpits.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you have some ice or something cold, start, you know, putting them under your armpits, putting them around your neck and, you know, getting some liquid in you.
Yeah.
But if you're that far, you're going to probably have to go to the hospital because they're going to have to give you some IVs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Some other warning signs are confusion. So if you start to get really confused about where you are, what you're doing, things like that.
I must be having heat stroke all the time.
Heart palpitations. So if you can tell your heart's starting to go a little wackadoo. Yep, that's another sign. Or if you start feeling super nauseous.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So if you notice any of these on you, yourself, you know, people you're with, go indoors immediately. Get to a shady or an air-conditioned place. Start, like Jody said, putting ice packs or, like, blotting your skin with cool water. And start drinking some water. And if you do need a call for help. It's always there.
It's better, you know, better safe than sorry.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Another thing is when you are outside, wear the right clothing and accessories. So just making sure you're wearing, like, light, thin layers enough to protect your skin from the sun, but also allow you to breathe with all the heat. One thing I saw when we were down at the Ozarks last year was they have, like, UV blocking clothes now, which I didn't know was a thing. So that's...
Yeah, they do. Yeah. I mean, have you seen the swimsuits that they have for kids with the long sleeves and stuff?
Uh-uh.
Yeah, I'm like, well, that just doesn't seem right, but I think that's what they are.
Huh.
Is they block the UV, but they're still cooling.
Huh. Isn't that crazy? I kind of want one. Yeah, I saw that. Well, we stopped at this, like, little shop, like, marina-type place. And while we were filling up the boat, we went into the shop and looked around. And, yeah, like, all their T-shirts were very lightweight, very soft. But they also had, like, longer shirts that, well, I guess now that you said that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they were longer sleeves shirts, but they had the UV blocking, so I didn't even realize that was a thing.
Yeah. My brother, when they just went on their fishing trip, he said, well, the next time I go fishing, he said, I'm going to buy me some of those clothes.
Mm-hmm.
So
I think they are a little bit more expensive than, like, normal clothes.
Oh, I'm sure.
But,
yeah,
if they work, then... And like Leland was saying, hat and sunscreen. So,
yeah.
It's a great combination.
And sunglasses. You're going to protect your eyes as well.
Yep.
Yeah. You know, we talked about the first aid kit. There's another thing in here that says to prepare an emergency weather kit.
Ooh!
Because, you know, you never know when a storm's going to pop up or, heaven forbid, a tornado or, you know, flash floods. So, so it says summer is known for long days, but it's also a prime time for severe weather, like thunderstorms or hurricanes. I don't think we have to worry about a hurricane, but...
Well, land hurricanes.
Well, yeah, I suppose.
Yeah, hurricane Iowa. I'll be mighty, concerned.
Well, we have got remnants of the hurricanes.
Yeah, that's true. Well, we've had those derecho thingies.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, you just, in those cases, you got to watch for down power lines and and things of that nature. But again, you know, don't cross those. People think, oh, I can get across that water and then it can sweep their car away. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's always best to wait. I mean, I don't think anybody should be in that big of a hurry that they put themselves and anybody else in danger. Just, you know, people aren't too big of a hurry today.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of which, just yesterday I saw a guy crossing over Euclid in a crosswalk, but on a red light. With cars moving. They went to the middle of the street, stopped, wait for a couple cars to pass, walked across. And I was just thinking, that's just wild. This person's taking the risk in a crosswalk when they could have waited 5 seconds.
Exactly.
So definitely be safe. It's not worth, not being safe.
No.
Yeah. Another thing with the summer is if you're taking children to a playground, is playground equipment can get very hot in the summer. So make sure you take your kids or take children to playground equipment that's appropriate for their size. And also touch the surface before you let them play on it. Because if it's going to burn your skin, definitely going to burn their skin. So, and then another thing is, if you're taking them to the playground, they like to crawl and hop and do things. So always opt for like lightweight sneakers or sandals that aren't flip-flops, but have like maybe the Velcro backs. That way their foot stays encased in the shoe. And just make sure to check the surfaces of all the playground equipment that they're going to play on, because It can get really hot, or even the ground, like if it has that rubber matting ground, even just touch that, because that can get super duper hot.
Yes, and yes it can. Another thing, too, is to be a defensive driver. So you may not drink and drive, but that's not to say someone else may not drink and drive. So, you know, just kind of be aware of your surroundings and when you're driving, if you see somebody swerving, or just to hang back and maybe, you know, call it in just so, you know, nobody else gets hurt. You know, nobody gets hurt,
Yeah. And another thing is yes, it's summer and we love to be outside, but sometimes you got to realize maybe don't overdo it with outside. If it's 105 degrees out with a 90% humidity, you know, just maybe take breaks every like 30 minutes, every 45 minutes, especially like for kids or the elderly, just make sure they're going inside and cooling off more. With my nephew, I have found it's better not to say, okay, we're done playing outside. I found out this weekend, I was like, hey, do you want to go get some snacks?
Yeah, bribe them.
I was like, do you want some fruit snacks and some juice? Oh, yeah, we were inside so quick. I was like, oh, that's the way to do it. You just give them food.
That's right.
Yep.
That's right.
And honestly, you can probably do that with adults, too.
Oh, I'm sure. Oh, yeah. I'm sure.
If you told me, hey, there's snacks inside, I'll be there.
Done.
Yeah.
Done.
Yeah.
If it's super hot, ice cream.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing here it says, too, is don't ignore thunder. We're back to the storms again.
Okay.
Because when thunder roars, go indoors. Because, you know, lightning can, you know, if there's usually lightning that comes with thunder, and it can strike you up to 10 miles away.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Especially if you live in a place like Florida or Texas. Well, we don't, but it's still not good or ideal to hang out when it's, you know, when lightning's about. Mm-hmm. Lightning kind of freaks me out anyway. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's cool to see, but I remember staying with my grandmother. Oh, she hated storms. And every time she'd see lightning, she'd go, woo, woo, and she'd be really loud. Or she'd go, ah, you know, and scream.
Yeah.
But she just, oh, it just scared the crap out of her whenever she saw, but woo, woo.
I saw this really interesting picture the other day of a lightning bolt striking a tree.
Uh-huh.
Someone that took a picture of that. Like, they actually got mid-lightning bolt. So you can see in the air, uh-huh, striking the tree, and you can see it, like, traveling through the tree trunk to the ground. Like, it just lit up.
Yeah.
And I'm just thinking, man, it would be really bad get struck by lightning.
Oh, my goodness.
Like, it looks really cool, but I just imagine,
because
it just travels through things.
Well, I saw, I don't know, it was a show or something I had seen. This was a long time ago. But there was a thunderstorm. These people were at a bank. And the drive-through teller, the lightning went through the thing, it threw the drive-through teller and hit her.
What?
Yeah. Weird.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. So another thing, too, is food safety. Because, you know, if you're going out on a picnic and you're making salads that have mayonnaise in it, be sure you keep them cool because... or chicken, you know, you can get food poisoning real easily. So
milk-based things.
Yeah. So don't and don't leave your food out. If you're done with it, put it away and get it out later if you're hungry. But
And then you could always like take those like steam like those. I think they're like a half steam pan I get from Sam's Club, but it's just like a 9x13 or pan. You could always put like maybe a layer of ice on the bottom of that and then put your stuff on top of that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like if you're doing like cheese or lunch meat, you can just put it in that thing with the ice, and then that would be a way to keep it cold, or even your condiments.
Yeah.
Like mustard or mayo or ketchup.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then you could just reuse those, because then you could just toss it out.
Right, exactly.
or toss out the ice, but keep the pan.
Yeah, exactly.
Stealing that idea. That's a great idea. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think I saw it somewhere, and I can't remember where, but yeah. So that would be another... And then, like, when we go boating in the summer, we do keep all the food, the perishable food, on ice. So we just pull it out when we get ready to eat, and then we put it right back.
Right.
So we don't put it on, like, those containers of ice, but we do keep it cold.
Sure.
When we're not using it.
Right. Mm-hmm. Speaking of that, macaroni salad sounds really good right now. My sister's macaroni salad sounds good right now.
Well, you said chicken, and I was like, ooh, I could go for some fried chicken.
And some, yeah. And some, I'm not a big fan of potato salad. I have my friend in Colorado, her husband makes I think it's a German potato salad. It is awesome. That's the only potato salad I like.
Uh-huh.
So, a good macaroni salad. With sour cream and the mayo and the cheese and the pasta and the onion and the salad and all of, you know, I'm hungry.
And we're done because we have to go snack. Okay, I'll go through fireworks safety and I'll just like run through them pretty quick. Okay, so never allow young children to handle fireworks. Older children should use them only under close adult supervision. Never use fireworks while under the influence of drugs or alcohol. Anyone using fireworks should wear, like, glasses or protective eyewear. Never hold lighted fireworks in your hand. Never light them indoors. Never, never.
Well, don't tell my grandma that.
Your grandma lit fireworks?
My grandmother.
Lit fireworks indoors?
Yeah. A firecracker. My own.
No.
I feel like this is a story.
This is a story. My uncle had just come back from buying the illegal fireworks, since back then you just couldn't have them, right? Uh-huh. So, and he had his stack of fireworks in the chair, and my grandmother...
Oh, Lordy.
She was, I think she was, I don't know, she was around 70. And she said, and she was spunky, but she had arthritis so bad, her poor hands were crippled, her elbow, everything. She was all crippled. She said, "What do you suppose would happen if I lit that firecracker in that ashtray?" So she did.
Oh.
Paper went everywhere and it blew that ashtray apart. And she laughed. And she laughed. It was the funniest thing. But don't do that, people. It's not.
Yeah. Don't be like Journey's grandma. Another thing is only use them away from people, houses, and flammable material. We need to talk to your grandma.
You know, I wish I could. She's passed away. But
another one is never point or throw fireworks at another person and only light one at a time. And never relight something. So if one goes out, just don't
distort.
Just it's done. Don't try to relight it. And then never use illegal fireworks.
Yeah, Grandma.
Which is funny because my hometown was half in Iowa, half in Missouri. So the Missouri half, is like three weeks before 4th of July, firework tents start going up.
Right.
And it was just...
Well, and don't come after me, people, because this was like 40 years ago.
Yes, and learn your town ordinances, because some towns... I mean, fireworks are still illegal in some cities. Like, I know Ames, they're still illegal as of this recording,
right.
I believe.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean we still don't do it.
Well,
or people don't do it.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
So just... Oh, and sparklers are dangerous.
I have another story with that one.
Okay.
I was at my cousin Tina's, and her sister lived across the street, and they had a little girl. I think she was like 4 or 5. And Tina's 2 years younger than me. I'm going to say I was 12. We were like 10 and 12. Anyway, so it was 4th of July, and I was staying with my cousin Tina. We went over to her sister Vicky's, and Valerie was outside with us. That's the little girl. We were lighting sparklers. Mm-hmm. And, well... Vicky had sprayed bug spray on Valerie's clothes, and her dress caught on fire. And so Tina's freaking out. She's got like 6 sparklers around, screaming, and I just threw her down, and I, you know, mm-hmm. stop, drop, and roll. That's the only thing I knew to do. So, that was spooky. But the bug spray or whatever, or a combination of the both, the fabric melted into her legs.
Ooh.
Yeah, it was so freaky.
Ouch.
So they can be dangerous too. Yes,
yeah.
You're right.
Yeah.
And don't ever lay them, put them in a can of water when you're done. Don't lay them off there for somebody to step on.
That is fireworks 101.
Yeah.
Always have some container with water, especially if you have duds.
Yep.
That way you just...
You know, they're
there.
Done.
Yeah.
They're done. You don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, especially right now because we're kind of in a drought right now.
Yeah.
And it's probably just going to get worse, mm-hmm. but things can burn up just like that. So, just make sure you're dumping the duds, the leftovers, and a can of water and just let them soak for a little bit before you toss them. Back to Jody, I was peeking at your notes.
That's fine. What you got?
And I just thought of another summer safety tip is give wildlife space.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, especially if you're out camping and you're out in the woods and, yeah.
Yeah.
Be respectful of their territory.
Yeah, because they're just as active as people during the summer, so just...
Yeah.
Be aware of your surroundings, and yeah, if you see some, just give them their space and, you know, Let them do their thing.
Don't turn your back. Just kind of listen to me. Like, I watch videos, people. I know. Have you ever seen the guy that comes upon a mountain lion?
Uh-uh.
Oh, they're freaky. And the guy's just backing up. He said, I'm leaving, you know. Go away, I'm leaving. Mm-hmm. And you know how they do they stomp their feet and hiss. I'm like, oh, I would wet myself right there. But, no. But you know, he stays looking at him and backing up the whole time. Uh-huh. So, I don't know.
Yeah.
That's a good advice. Yeah. At least from my experience with geese.
They can be mean.
They can be quite mean, but if you act scared of them, they will try to capitalize on that and make you really scared of them.
Yeah.
They will chase you.
That's kind of like what dogs do. They sense you're afraid.
You got to be not aggressive, you know, acknowledge they're there, slowly back away.
My dad used to want to, he had said it over and over and over again. He wanted to get geese watch geese. He never did. I suppose my mom probably put the kibosh on it, but he always wanted them. Yeah. What else we got? Do we have anything else?
Well, I don't have anything else for summer safety tips or fireworks. Fireworks safety. I do have the Father's Day fun facts left.
Okay, yeah, because I think we've pretty much... take care of your feet. Flip-flops may be stylish and convenient, but they wreak havoc on your feet. Oh, yeah. They constantly need grip from your... your toes constantly need to grip the shoes. I can't walk in flip-flops too far because, man, my toes start to hurt.
Huh.
And poisonous plants, watch out for poison ivy and poison oak. You know, those are not fun either.
No.
So, anyway, I think that's all I have for that, so.
When it comes to identifying poisonous plants, a good rule of thumb, if it has three leaves and you don't know what it is, don't touch it.
Oh, really?
Because a lot of those poisonous plants, the poison ivy, poison oak, they have three leaves to them.
Isn't there a saying called, if three leaves, let it be?
Yep.
Okay.
That's where it comes from.
I remember it somewhere.
I've never had either one of them, and I don't want to.
I grew up doing a lot of mushroom hunting, so I was taught from a very young age.
That's your first mistake.
No. That's the best thing.
Oh, you people and your fungus. I don't get it.
It's so good.
I'm still growing more in my basement. I'm about to harvest my second mushroom block.
Really?
Yeah, this time I grew a lion's mane. So, I'm very excited.
You know, it's unreal how many different varieties of
edible
fungus
mushrooms
there is.
Yeah.
Yes.
Do you cook them, or what do you do with them?
So, lion's mane, you can slice them up and cook them like any other mushroom.
Okay.
But I've seen a lot of people talk about how the texture of it is kind of that of, like, lobster.
Okay.
That kind of, like, firm texture. So, I'm really excited to see using it as, like, a meat substitute.
Yeah, I've heard that too. I'm not sure if it's
diet.
That kind, but there's a gal I watch on YouTube. Her name of her show is Emmy Made. And so people sent her suggestions, and she did that one time. And I think it was a mushroom of some sort, and she fried it like chicken.
Yeah.
And it was the texture of chicken.
Yeah. So I'm really excited to see what I can do with it. My first goal is try and make a steak sandwich, but using the mushroom instead of meat. Just to see how it turns out. Mm-hmm. You know, marinate the mushroom and then fry it up and just treat it like it is meat. I'm kind of stoked.
Well, you have fun with that.
Yep. I will eat morels.
You'll probably see me at work with the sandwich.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we'll hop over to Father's Day fun facts. So Father's Day this year is Sunday,
sorry.
September 18th. I was like, well,
September.
I've done moved on past summer.
You've done away with the fair and everything,
right? Started school. We're already back there.
Oh my word!
Sunday, June 18th.
There you go.
I was only off a little bit.
That's hilarious.
It says, according to the U.S. Census Bureau, the necktie is the most popular of all Father's Day gifts. I have never given my father a necktie.
No.
Ever.
Nope.
So I don't know. I might need.
Well, no, because my dad worked in a warehouse. Where is he going to wear a necktie?
Right.
Nowhere. And he also wore just gray uniforms from G&L Clothing. That's all the man ever wore, as far as like back as I can remember. Mm. Yep.
I mean, I feel like coffee cups are kind of the most common trendy thing that I've given my father over the years.
Okay.
Because he drinks a lot of coffee. He loses a lot of travel mugs.
Well,
so.
I tried giving my dad wine glasses because he always drank a glass of wine with the supper. Nope, he didn't want the wine glasses. He wanted his little jelly jar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There are 1.5 billion fathers worldwide. There are 66.3 million in the U.S. alone. Father's Day is the fifth largest card sending occasion in America, with almost 100 million Father's Day cards sent each year.
I show you on my little fact list.
Ones?
I have, well, yeah, no, I mean, it's, it says Washington was the first state to celebrate Father's Day.
Oh.
Do you have that? In 1909, Spokane resident, Sonora Smart Dodd, I think, was listening to a Mother's Day sermon at the local church when she had the idea to try and establish a similar day to honor her father.
Oh, yep. Oh, I have that here, but I don't have the Washington part.
Oh.
It says, Sonora Smart Dodd, who wanted a special day to honor her father, William Smart, a widow, Civil War vet, left to raise 6 children on his own.
Yeah, yeah.
Here's a quote by Mark Twain about his father. When I was a boy of 14, my father was so ignorant I could hardly seem to have the old man around. But when I got to be 21, I was astonished at how much he had learned in 7 years.
Oh. Mm-hmm. It says Father's Day takes place on the third Sunday in June, and it just happened by accident.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it says when Father's Day takes place on the third Sunday of June, know that it was actually a compromise after the original turned out to be unrealistic.
What was there?
Oh, well, it says Dodd's goal was for the holiday to be observed on June 5th to land on her father's birthday. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. But when the mayor of Spokane and local churches asked for more time to prepare for all of the festivities involved, it was moved to the third Sunday in June where it...
Flip the page.
Where it remains today. Officially, the first Father's Day celebration took place on June 19th, 1910.
Hmm.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It says, according to National Geographic, Father's Day costs less than Mother's Day, with individual consumers spending about $40 less on their fathers and their mothers.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. I feel like a lot of times when it comes to Mother's Day and Father's Day, Mother's Day gifts tend to come with flowers. Flowers
okay.
with a gift. And I feel like Father's Day gifts, at least in my family, we've never really given flowers along with a gift.
Oh, no, no.
So maybe that's where the price difference is here.
Yeah.
That could be.
Because in my family, I feel like it's pretty even.
Yeah. My dad, he was just too hard to buy for, whether it was his birthday, Father's Day, Christmas. Like I said, all he ever wore was the gray uniforms. And so we'd buy him socks or we'd buy him undershirts. But, you know, having your dad grow up with a family of 8 kids in the Depression, the seventh son of Italian immigrants, And he hoarded everything until his, I mean, he could have big holes in his socks or his t-shirts, but he held off until they basically fell apart. So, I mean, then you couldn't buy it because then, you know, he'd have a dresser full of new stuff. So he said, he just said, give me money.
Yeah. So that's,
you give him money.
It's funny you say that because my dad, his current pair of work boots, they're steel-toed, like they're the heavy-duty ones. There's no more leather on the steel toe part. It's gone. And it's like, Dad, do you need new boots? No, these still work. Well, they might, but they look like they're going to fall apart.
Yeah.
But we don't understand, they're broken in. You can't break in shoes in a hurry.
Right.
It takes a long time for a good pair of boots to be broken in.
Yeah. I think my sister is going to sneak in and find out, like, which... Like, take a picture of him and his shoe size, and we were just going to buy him the exact same pair. But, you know, with all the... Well, he even did that with... He had a pair of house slippers, and he had duct taped, like, them back together because they started to fall apart at, like, the toe. Mm-hmm. Like, the top part came apart from the sole, and he just duct taped them back together and still wore them. He's like, they're my house. I don't go anywhere in these. And we're like... No, so we bought him new slippers, and then Mom took away the old ones.
Yeah, that's what you have to do. You have to take the old away so they can't find it.
Yeah, and then he still finds things, and it's like, ah. But we love them.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. I miss my daddy.
Yeah.
Well, this is kind of weird.
Hmm.
It says, for the French, Father's Day is all about lighters.
So here it says, for the French, Father's Day is all about lighters. The traditional feast and celebration around St. Joseph began to fade in 20th century Europe, especially in the years after World War II. So to reignite consumer interest in spending money on dear old dad, a French lighter company called Flammarion created a new Father's Day in 1949 to help sell their products. With the help of an expansive ad campaign, the company drummed up brand new awareness in the guise of a holiday, and Father's Day has been observed in France ever since.
That's crazy. Over a lighter.
Yep, over a lighter. And I honestly, I may have pronounced all that wrong.
Hey.
Close enough.
It's French. There you go.
Yep. Yep. That's all the fun facts I have for today. Be safe, be safe, be safe.
Be responsible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And like I said, we're not, you know, trying to, you know, act like we know everything. And
no.
It's just, you know, it's just a reminder for, you know, because some people may not think about it or forget or, mm-hmm.
Or they
know.
Get so used to routine that they just...
They don't think about it. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Then that definitely happens. Mm-hmm. I mean, even in everyday life... You know, it doesn't have to be anything serious. It's like,
yeah
I mean, you do something different, though. It does throw a wrench in things, and so. Mm-hmm.
Even, like, during wintertime, drink water because it's cold and dry outside.
Yeah, you can get dehydrated at any time, but especially when you're sweating a lot.
Yeah, yeah. So, just take care and be safe and have so much fun.
Yes, have a great, you'll be have 4th of July before we record again, so.
Yeah, so have a great Father's Day, a great 4th of July, and we will visit with you guys next month. Bye.
Bye. Bye.